Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Lamed. We are holding on Daf Chaf Tesem Beis. We're at the fourth wide line on Daf Chaf Tesem Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Alea Shalom. It's also sponsored in honor of the engagement of Natan Davidowitz, a former Talmud at DRS, to Eliza Isaacs, formerly of Lawrence, who made Aliyah and they plan to live in Yerushalayim. That is wonderful news. Mazel Tov to the Davidowitz and Isaacs families. And we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we finished yesterday by telling a story of a shaliach that was sent to find Abba Bar-Minyumi to give him the get because he would be able to identify the wife, but the shliach couldn't find this fellow, and therefore the Beis Din took over. So we're going to have a discussion as to whether Rav Safra told them the right thing in terms of whether they were allowed to take over the shlichus of that get or not. So we're going to have two different lashonos of a machlokas about that. Then the Gemara is going to bring another case where there's a machlokas amoraim, whether a shliach is able to make another shliach, and it's going to relate to a case where someone sends a get to his wife and he tells the shliach, don't give it to her until 30 days, and then he becomes an anus within the 30 days and he's not able to fulfill the shlichus. So we're going to have a discussion whether he's able to make another shliach, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether we're choshesh for a get yashan in certain cases of a delayed get. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about if a person lends somebody money, and he lends money to a Kohen or to a Levi or to an Ani, can he make an arrangement that instead of actually having them pay him back, next time I have to give Truma, I just won't give Truma, I'll keep it for myself, and that will be the payment that the Kohen will give to me. Or next time I have to give Maaser Rishon, instead of the Levi paying me back, I'll keep the Maaser Rishon. Or next time I have to give Maaser Ani, instead of the Ani paying me back, I'll keep the Maaser Ani. What would be the issue? So the Mishnah deals with the issue is, can you assume that the Kohen, the Levi, or the Ani are alive at the time that you're keeping their money? But the Gemara is going to deal with the issue of, how does that work? How are you allowed to seize the money before giving it to the Kohen? Isn't there a mitzvah of Nesina? Isn't there some sort of requirement that you have to give it to the other party? So the Gemara is then going to quote a brisa that has five different dinim about this payment arrangement of Trumos and Maestros, and it's going to elaborate on each of those five dinim that we identify. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss, what if the Ani dies, or what if the Ani becomes rich? So can you then keep the Maaser Ani as payment? The Gemara is going to discuss how much you can keep for the Chov when there are Yerushim. Then the Gemara is going to have three different interpretations of a Brisa that discusses when you have to be concerned that Maaser that the Maaser that you have might be Trumas Maaser on other stuff that the guy might own. Meaning, I'm going to keep the Maaser as payment, and there's nothing wrong with a Zar eating Maaser, but a Levi has to give Trumas Maaser from his Maaser, and that has a din of Truma, and I'm not allowed to eat Truma, so can I keep the Maaser not knowing whether this Levi maybe made this Maaser into the Trumas Maaser on all of his other stuff? So the Gemara is going to discuss that at the end of the daf. So let's begin. Let's pick up Amar Rava, fourth wide line, on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis. So a reminder, what Rav is about to comment on. We had a story yesterday where a guy sent a get to his wife, and the shliach said to the husband, I don't know your wife. How am I going to find her? So he said, okay, find Abba Bar-Minyumi. He knows my wife. Give it to Abba Bar-Minyumi in order to deliver it to my wife. The shliach went. Great plan. He couldn't find Abba Bar-Minyumi. So the shliach saw Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chanina Bar-Papa, and Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha with Rav Safra sitting right near them. And Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chanina Bar-Papa, and Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha said, no problem. Give your edus over to us, meaning say b'fani nechtam to us. And therefore, we will now be the middleman. So when Abba Bar-Minyumi shows up, we'll give him the get, and he will deliver it to the wife. So Rav Safra said, what? You can't do that. It's a shliach shlo nitan l'gerishinu, that this fellow was not authorized to deliver the get. He was only authorized to give the get to Abba Bar Minyumi. And a shliach, Shlo Nitan L'Gerushin, cannot make another middleman. He's not able to appoint another shliach. So he can't appoint this Beis Din to be the shluchim. So then, Ichsufu, all the rabbis got embarrassed that Rav Safra had this taina that he outsmarted them. So now, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kapchinu Rav Safra, L'tos Rabban Smuchi. Rav Safra was not even Rabbi Safra. He didn't have smicha, and he outsmarted three Rabbanim smuchim, three Rabbanim who all had smicha, because we said that the three Rabbanim were all rabbis that he had found. So we know that they were all smuchim. Rabbi Avahu, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So that's Rava's comment that Rav Safra's correct. And he outsmarted the three musmachim. Amar Rav Ashi, v'may kapchinu. Rav Ashi says, what do you mean? How did he outsmart anybody? Mika Amar Lei, did the Baal say to the shliach, Abba Bar Minyumi v'lo at, that only Abba Bar Minyumi is authorized to give the get, and you're not authorized to give the get? To the contrary, the Baal wanted the shliach to give the get. The shliach said, I just have a practical problem. I don't know the woman, so I'm not going to be able to. But this is not a case of a shliach that's not nitan l'gerushin. The shliach was nitan l'gerushin. It's just that he had a practical issue that he didn't know the wife. Ikada Amri, another version of this discussion, is that Amar Rava, Kabchinu Rav Safra L'Tos Rabban Smuchi Bita'usa, that Rava's the one that said, not that Rav Safra outsmarted three Rabbanim, but Rav Safra thought he outsmarted three Rabbanim, but he's mistaken. He's really incorrect. The Rabbanim were correct. And Amar Rav Ashi disagrees with Rava. He says, Maita'usa, why is he incorrect? Maika Amarle, Abba Bar Minyume, Maika Amarle, what did the Baal tell the Shliach? Abba Bar Minyume, V'lo At, that let Abba Bar Minyume be the Shliach to be Megarish, and not you, because you don't know the woman. And therefore, you are not my shliach to be megarish. You are only my shliach to give the get to Abba Bar Minyumi. So Rav Safra was correct in his taina that the shliach is not a shliach legerishin, and therefore, he's not able to appoint another shliach. So two versions of that machlokas between Rava and Rav Ashi, who said what? Who sided with Rav Safra, and who sided with the other dayanim? Who governed the shadle gita the bitu? A guy sent to get to his wife. So the husband said to the shliach, don't give her the get until 30 days from now. The shliach had an onus within 30 days where he was not going to be able to complete his shlichus and give the get after 30 days. So he went to Rava to ask, can he appoint another shliach who will be around after 30 days to deliver it? So Rava said, it says in our Mishnah Chala that if the guy becomes sick, he can make another shliach in his place. So time am I mishum da'anus. Why is it that a shliach that becomes sick makes another shliach in his place? Because he's an anus. So when you're an anus, you're allowed to make another shliach in your place. So hainami anusu. So this guy also is an anus, and therefore no problem. Let him make another shliach to do the gerushin. So Amar Lei. So Rava said to the shliach, misar milach kameti dan. Just give your edus of b'fani nichtav of b'fani nechtam in front of us till basa tasniyom, so that after 30 days, mashvin shliach viavle ne'ala. We'll find the shliach to go deliver the get to her. So Amar Lei Rabbanu l'Rava. The Rabbanu said to Rava, v'shliach shel nitan l'gerushinu. But isn't this a shliach shel nitan l'gerushin? Because within 30 days, that original shliach was not authorized to give the get. His authorization only begins after 30 days. So even though as a person he is a shliach that's nitan legerushin, but the timing is such that at the time that he's making you a shliach, he is not yet a shliach nitan legerushin. So Amar Luhu. So Rav said back to the Rabbanan, kiven to lebasal tasniyam and matzim legerish. Since he's going to be able to divorce her after 30 days, kishliach nitan legerushin, who it's considered to be a shliach. The Chassam Sofer says that the Rabbanan held that kol shel shum yom, he's not a shliach at all, and the get is only a pikadon. Whereas Rava holds that even within the 30 days he's a shliach, it's just that he has a tenai that limits him. So the machlokas is he even a shliach at all within the first 30 days? In the Sefer Yeshua's David, it quotes here in the Masifta, he's medayik, that there's no way the Rabbanan hold that within 30 days he's not a shliach at all, because their whole shaila was that it's a shliach shelo nitan legerishin, which implies that he is a shaliach. It's just that it's not nitan legerishin. So it's another rabbanon hold that he's already a shaliach, that already has the koach and the bailus, the inyan azman, for la'achar shloshim yom. So he has a shame shliach, but he doesn't have the koach to be megarish. So that's what makes it a shliach shalom nitan legerishin. So he is called the shliach according to everybody, but it's not nitzal negerishin because it doesn't have the koach to be megarish. Whereas Rava holds that he has the koach to be megarish. It's just that there's a tanai that he's not supposed to do it until after 30 days. But the koach is something that he already has. Okay, so that's the machlokas. V'leicha shem apiyes. Ask the Gemara, why is the get kosher at all? Shouldn't we be choshesh that the husband was mefayis the isha within 30 days and therefore he was boel her and then he had yichud with her and the get is therefore going to be a get yashan and you're not allowed to be megarish with a get yashan? This is a sheet of Basil we're going to have way later in the Masech and Davayin test that any get that after they wrote the get the couple had yichud together is called the get yashan and you're not allowed to be megarish with it because we're afraid shemi yomru gita kodim lebna that we're choshesh that maybe the get's going to sit around for a long time and they'll have children and the children are going to be kosher because they have not yet gotten, they never used that get, they never got divorced. And then the marriage is going to fall apart and he's going to be megarish with that very same get and the zman on the get is going to predate the birth of the children. So that's going to be bad news. People are going to say that he was already megarish from the Shas Ksivas get. So the children were, it's going to be a pagam on the child that they were born when she was a penuya, when they were not married. So that's the concern of get yashan. Rashi points out the reason we're choshesh shema pies over here, whereas any other guy, that any other time you have a get that comes, mimedina siyam, we're not choshesh that maybe the husband was mefayis. That's because if he's sending it mimedina siyam, he has no idea when the shliach is actually going to arrive. So we're not choshesh that he's going to think that he's going to get there before the shliach. But when he sets a zman kavua and he says, okay, you can't use this until 30 days, so he knows he has that window to still be mefayis as ishto where they're not yet divorced. So the Gemara is asking, why aren't we choshesh that the husband is mefayes the wife? So milo tanan. After all, didn't we learn in the Mishnah later on that someone who gives a get to his wife when he's going to travel, and at the time that he gives the get, he makes a tanai that may achshav in lo basi mikan v'ad shnei masar chodesh, that this should be a good get starting from now if I don't come back within 12 months, and then meis betok shnei masar chodesh, he fulfills the tanai of not coming back within 12 months because he dies within the 12 months. Harei zeh get, it's a get l'mafreya from the time of the Nesina, because he did not fulfill he did not come back, and therefore the Tanai was fulfilled. The Tanai was that I don't come back. So it's a fulfillment of the Tanai. Vavinan ba, the Gemara asks, v'nei choshem apiyeh, shouldn't we be choshesh that the husband is mefayis his wife within the 12 months and they had yichud and to get yashan? V'yamar rab barav huna, hach yamar abba mari, mishmei derav, that the Mishnah that allows such a get to be given is ba'omer, is that when the husband says in front of the basin, when he gives her the get, ne'amenas alai lomar shalo basi, that we don't have to worry about a get yashan because I'm giving her the ne'amanos that she's going to be believed to say that lo basi, that I didn't come back within the 12 months and have yichud with her. So since he's giving her that ne'amanos, he'll never be able to be ma'arer on the get, and certainly Beis Din is not going to be ma'arer on the kashrus of the get. So since Rav made such an ukimta that it's talking about where the guy said ne'amenes alai, sounds like if you don't say that that she's ne'amenes, we always have to be choshesh that maybe you were in siachid with her after the ksivus of get, and it's a get yashan and it's possible to use. So why is Rav being machshir the get over here? Shouldn't you be choshesh shem? So ichsif. Rava was embarrassed because that was a starka taina against Rava. But then as the story happened, it turned out arusa havai, that the woman was an arusa. They didn't have any suin yet. So Amar Rava, im amru b'nesua, granted, Rava said, we're choshish for a get yashan by a nesua, yomru b'arusa, are we ever choshish for a get yashan by an arusa? Nah. So my original psak was correct, that he could be megarish for that get. It seems like Rava didn't know that she was an arusa when he gave that psak, but he had a siyata d'shmaya that my original psak was correct. That I just heard an interview, David Lichtenstein interviewed of Schechter about AI and whether you could, the ChatGPT, whether if they ever perfect it, which I'm sure they will, can you ask it a shayla in halacha? So whatever the answer is, whether you can ask a shayla in halacha, he asked, but what about the taina that a posek has siyata d'shmaya, whereas the AI may be more knowledgeable than any posek, but it doesn't have siyata d'shmaya? He said, Shech said very interesting. He said, siyata d'shmaya just means siyata d'shmaya that you won't make a mistake. Meaning, it doesn't mean that there's an automatic, It's that normal human beings make a mistake. So that's what we assume the Siyata Deshmaya is, that even if he was missing one of the factors, because he's an Erlich Talmud Chacham and he's a Bal Masora, so he'll have that Siyata Deshmaya. But if you have something that you know is never going to make a mistake, then the Siyata Deshmaya Taina is not a Taina. There are other Tainas, but the Siyata Deshmaya Taina is not going to be a Taina. Amar Rava, Havadai Kami Bayulan. So Rava says this din is a Safek. When Bezin makes a shliach in the place of the shliach habal, do they need to do that in front of the shliach rishon, or even shalom b'fnei the shliach rishon? So hadar pashta, he was then machria that they could do with the shliach sheni bein b'fanav bein shalom b'fanav, whether the shliach rishon is there or not. Shalch mutam, they sent from there from Eretz Yisrael that the din is like Rava said, bein b'fanav bein shalom b'fanav. Good. So once the Gemara had mentioned back on Chavtes Amud on the last Amun, Chavtas on base, that the Mishnah says, when the guy says, Harezi Kitechem, Lo Basim, Mikan Rashem, Mesa Chodesh, the Gemara brings a similar case. Ha'uda Amar, Ilo Asina, Atasin Yomin. A guy says to his wife, if I don't come within 30 days, La Havikita, then the get should be activated, should be Chal. Asa, he came back within 30 days, but he didn't make it all the way back. Upaske Mabra, the river was in between. He was on the other side of the river and he missed the ferry to actually make it all the way back. But you see him, he's right there, he's on the other side of the river. So Amalu, he's telling the people that are standing on the other side, Chazud Asai, I came. So the get should not be chal, I'm still married. So Amr Shmuel, lo shmei masi. He didn't come, we don't see you over here, you're all the way over there. So therefore the get is chal, because you were Mekayim the Tanai of lo basi, ad shloshim yom. Ha'udah Amr Luhu, ilo payasin lachatas nyom lavi gita. A guy gave a get to his wife, and he was not megarisher at the time of the Nesinas get. Rather, he told the Edea get, if I'm not mefayeser within 30 days, then let the get be chal. But if I'm mefayeser within 30 days, then the get should not be chal. So Azal Paisa, he went and tried to be mefayeser. He spoke nicely to her, and he tried to make peace, and he went to therapy with her. He did everything that he was supposed to do to try to be mefayeser. So Velo Efaisa, but she didn't want, she was not interested. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, the get is chal, the isha is megureshes, because he fulfilled the tenai of not being mefayeser's wife. What do you mean? He was speaking nicely to her, he was doing all the chores around the house, he was everything. Did he give her a boatload of money? No, he didn't try that. So therefore, the Veloi Faisa, meaning did he give her a boatload of money and her not receive that? Maybe if he would have given her that, she would have been Mefayasas. And therefore, since he didn't try hard enough, he was Mekayim the Tanai of not being Mefayas's wife. Because if he didn't do everything, then it's not called that he's Mephias' wife, and the get is going to be chal. And even though he may not even have a boatload of money to give her, so he's an anus, the taina of ones doesn't work in a tanai, the tainus ones doesn't work in a tanai of the get. His taina that I was ones, and that's why I couldn't do the tanai of being Mephiaser, is irrelevant. Bottom line is, you didn't do the tanai of being Mephiaser. Same by the boat. The guy is saying, it was an onus that I missed the ferry. I wanted to be on the other side. Bottom line is, you didn't do the tanai. You did do the tanai of not showing up, even though you only did that tanai ba'onus of not showing up. Igada Amri, others say that Amr Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says that the get is batal, that he was not Mekayim the Tanai, and that he was not Mekayim the Tanai by being Mephias' wife. The fact that she didn't want the Pius is not considered a Kiyum HaTanai. Meaning the other way around. Midi Tirkava Zidinri Bayil Mesavla. What do we want from the guy? We think he has to give her a boatload of money? He doesn't have that. He's an onus for being Mephias' in such a way. And there is a Tainus onus on the Tanai of a get. And HaPaisa Velo Faisa. He tried his best with whatever he had, whatever means he had at his disposal, and she wasn't willing to listen. So since he was not Mekayim the Tanai of not being Mefayeser, and he was Mefayeser, the get is batal. Meaning, again, his Tanai was that if I'm not Mefayeser, then the get is going to be Chal. So we're saying that he was Mephayeser. He did not was not Mekayim the Tanai of not being Mephayeser. And he was Mephayeser, and therefore prevents the get from being Chal. So what's the difference between the two Lashonos? How command the Amr Yeshonos begitten? How command the Amr Einonos begitten? It's all a question of he was an onus and he wasn't Mephayeser. He doesn't have a Tirkovit Didinri to give her. So do we say that his inability to be Mephayes as a result of onus is considered that that it, because it was an onus, it's as if he was Mephayes, or his inability to be Mephayes as a result of onus? I don't care why you weren't able to be Mephayes. Bottom line is you weren't able to be Mephayes. Onus doesn't make a difference. So those are the two Lashonos, whether Ein Onus Begitten or Yesh Onus Begitten, the sugya that we're probably more familiar with from the beginning of Maseches Ksubas, where we have that sugya at length. Okay, now a new Mishnah. Hamal v'Moses Kohen v'Salevi v'Sa'ani. Person lends money to a Kohen, a Levi, or an Ani. Lios Mafresh Shalei Mechelkan. But the deal is that instead of them paying him back, he's just going to keep the Truma or the Maaser Rishon or the Maaser Ani that he normally would have to pay, and that he normally would have to give from his produce, and now he's going to keep it, and that's going to be his payment. So Mafresh Shalei Mechelkan Kayam, and he's allowed to do that. And assume that they're still alive at the time that he's keeping this truma, the Maaser Rishon or the Maaser Ani. You don't have to worry that maybe the Kohen or the Levi died, or maybe the Ani became rich and therefore he's no longer eligible for the Maaser Ani. They have a chazaka, and the chazaka stays in place, and therefore you're allowed to assume that that they're still alive. The Gerush Yerachim asks the question, why aren't we choshesh l'shem ha'ashir ani? So the Gemara is going to say, because it's very uncommon. Poor people don't become rich. They don't know how to handle money. Even if they somehow run into money, they spend it all. Poor people don't become rich so easily. It's a very uncommon thing for a poor person to become rich. So the Gerush Yerachim asks the question, is it really so uncommon? The Mishnah in the Maseches Peah tells us that if a guy has 199 zuz, he's allowed to take matnos aniyim. If he has 200 zuz, he's not allowed to take matnos aniyim. Is it so uncommon for a guy with 199 zuz to get one more zuz? Meaning there is a line where a person goes from being an ani to being an ashir. So he might be just on that side of the line and then end up on the other side of the line. That's fairly common. So he says, no. The din that if you have, in the Yifei Naim, he explains that the din that if you have Masayim Zuz, you're not allowed to take Maisaron, he's only din Midrabanan. A guy with Masayim Zuz is pretty poor, but the Rabbanan had to put a shear to it, so they decided Masayim Zuz is going to be the cutoff. But he's really still an ani. So we're saying on a Doraisa level, you don't have to be Choshesh, that an ani became an ashir, that his whole life situation has changed. That's probably how we defined it on a Daraisa level. That doesn't happen so often. So Mesu, if the Kohen or the Levi or the Ani died before the Malva was Mafresh, the Truma of Maestro, so it turns out that really this Truma of Maestro should go to somebody else, because that Kohen that he was planning on giving it to, or pretending to give it to, is no longer alive. So he's not the one entitled to it. So Tzarech Litol Rishus Min HaYorshim. He has to then make the same deal with the Yorshim, that you as the Yorshim are also entitled, you're also Kohen, you're also entitled to the Truma, you're also entitled to the Maaser Rishon. So would you mind if as payment of the Chov, I just don't give you the Truma of the Maaser? So he has to put that same deal in place. If he lent the money to the Kohen, the Levi, or the Ani in front of a Bezdin, Al Manas, that he'll be able to just keep the Trumas and the Maestros, so then Ein Tzarech Litol Rishus Min HaYorshim. Then even without the Rishus of the Yorshim, Bezdin takes the Chov of the Niftar, and it makes the Chov something that's Mutal on the entire Shevet Kuhuna, or the entire Shevet Leviyah, or all aniyim, and therefore he can always know that he can keep that truma or the meiser for himself, because whoever is going to be the recipient of that truma or meisros owes him this money. So I asked the Gemara. We said in the Mishnah that the Malva collects his chov from the truma or meisros that the Kohen, the Levi, the Ani should have gotten, and he just keeps it for himself. Says Gemara, Vavkav Zelovasu Liyadei, but he never actually gave it to the Kohen, the Levi, the Ani. If they never got it, how can he be zoche in these matanos and pay back the chov with it? He hasn't been mekayim mitzvos nesina. There's a mitzvah. mitzvah when it comes to truma, not just to be mafresh, you have to give it also. So Gemara has three approaches. Approach number one, Amar Rav b'makire kuhn levia. We're talking about a Yisrael that always gives the truma to the same kohen, always gives ma'aser to the same levi, and therefore all the other kohanim and levim are misya'ish from these matanos that he's mafresh, and it says if the kohen of the levi was zocha in these matanos, and the malva was then given this stuff by the lova, and the same by an ani also. He always gives his matnas aniyim, he always gives his ma'aser ani to the same ani. All the other aniyim are misya'ish from it, and therefore it says if the ani actually received it. Shmuel Amar b'mezaka lehem al yidei acherim. No, not makire kuno levia, but you actually have a third party be zocha on their behalf. So you actually did a ma'isa nesina. You have a third party be zocha ladim shlo b'fanav that there's zocha in this shumas ma'isas on their behalf, and then he gives it right back to you. Ula Amar, third approach, hamani Rabbi Yossi damar aswas sheino zocha kezocha. That we're assuming like the shita of Rabbi Yossi that the Chacham made in a number of places. Chacham made a takana that even someone who's not zocha min adin, because they never really made a kinyan, as if he made a kinyan. So we are also mitzal adin, the kohen, the levi, or the ani, we're not zocha in these matanos because they never actually made a kinyan, but the Chacham make it as if they made a kinyan on it. So why doesn't each one say like the other one's answer? So kul karav lo ami, the rest of the ula and who was it, and Shmuel didn't want to say like Rav that it's talking about makire kuhuna because we're makire lo katani. It didn't say in the Mishnah that we're talking about makire. Kishmuel lo kamri, they didn't want to say that we're talking about like Shmuel that you're being zocha with that someone else is being zocha on their behalf. But mezaka lo katani, it doesn't say anything about mezaka. Kulanami lo amri, and they don't want to say like ula that we're assuming like Rabbi Yossi ki chida lo makminan, because we'd rather not be mokum the Mishnah like das yachid like Rabbi Yossi in Masechta Bava Metzia. The Chacham marcholik on Rabbi Yossi. Tosfos raises the question. Shmuel is really so hesitant to say like Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yossi in Masechta Bava Metzia. So granted, you know, he may be a das yachid, but Masechta Bava Metzia, Shmuel paskins like him. So Tosfos suggests that Enochinami Shmuel paskins like him, but Shmuel also recognizes this is a Stam Mishnah. And the Stam Mishnah is probably not going like Rabbi Yossi. It's probably not going like a das yachid. So in all honesty, Shmuel has to say that that's probably not the direction the Mishnah is going in. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Hamal Moses Kohen V'Salevi V'Sa'ad Nilius Mafra Shalein Mechalkan Mafra Shalein B'Cheska Shehein Kayamin. The same halacha we had in our Mishnah. Now what the Brice is going to add is five other halachos relating to this arrangement. That you lend money to a kohen, a levi, or an ani, and instead of them paying you back, you just keep the truma or the meiser, or the meiser ish or the meiser ani. So that halacha we already learned, and you're allowed to assume that they're still alive at the time that you're keeping it for yourself. But five more halachos that we have not yet learned, we're going to list the halachos in the brisa, and then we're going to explain and elaborate on each of the halachos. First two halachos require a little bit of an introduction in dinei ribis. The Gemara Maseches Matzias and Bezum Bez tells us that midrabanan, it's usher to be posek al haperos. What does that mean to be posek al haperos? I'm going to give you money today. You're going to give me peros in a month from now for that money. Now, and you're going to give it to me at the price that we set today. Now, peros in a month from now may be worth inflation. It may be worth a lot more than they're worth right now. So that is an iser of ribis. It's not ribis ktsutsa. It's not ribis midaraisa, but it's ribis midarabanan. However, the Chacham were matir being posek ala peros in two situations. Number one is yeshlo, where you have the peros in your possession right now when I'm paying you the money. You're just not making delivery of those peros until later on. So we view that as if I'm really buying the peros that you have right now. And I'm buying it at today's price, so that's perfectly fine. It's just a sale. Even though you're delivering it much later on, and even though you're not even delivering those same peros you have now, they're probably going to be rotten already in a month from now. But still, that's good enough. The second explanation is Yotza Hashar, that if those payrolls have a set price in the shuk at the time that we made our deal, and they're readily available available in the shuk, meaning anyone can have access to those payros by just buying them in the shuk on that day that I'm paying for them. So even though the seller doesn't have them in his possession, it's ki'ilu he has them in his possession, because he can take this money right now and go buy those payros, and therefore that's also considered like yeshlo if yatsa ashar. So now here are the five halachos. Number one, uposik iman kishar azul. The malva could be masna that if the payros go down in price at the time of the afrashos trumas amaisros, that he wants it to be based on the cheaper price. Meaning, I'm lending you $1,000. You're a kohen. I'm going to get paid back by keeping the truma for myself. But truma at what value? Meaning, so I can say that if at the time I'm mafresh the truma, the payros are very cheap, I'm going to keep a lot more for myself because we're going with the cheaper price in order to pay back the loan. So that's one halacha. Ve'in bo mishum ribis. A second halacha is that there's not going to be a ribis problem. Meaning, you could also make it tonight that if I'm being makabel the maestros connected the value of the halva'a based on what they're worth at the shas halva'a, even if they go up in price by the time I want to get paid back, even if there's inflation and they go up in price at the time I want to get paid back, so it turns out that I'm receiving more than I'm receiving back more than I loaned you. I loaned you $1,000, but I'm getting back $1,200 worth of payrolls because by the time I'm keeping them, they're worth $1,200. But I set the price at my payback at the price of the payrolls at the time of the loan, and that's not a ribis problem. That's okay. That's halacha number two. Halacha number three, Vein Shvius Meshamatato, Shvius will not cancel this loan. Halacha number four, Im Balachzar Ein Chozer, if the Malva wants to change his mind and not collect from the Truma and Maestros, and rather just take money from the Kohen or the Levi or the Ani, and insist on getting money instead of just giving Truma and Maestros, too late, you already made this deal, and you have to just take from Truma and Maestros. And number five, Nisiyashua Bailim, if the Malva gives up, who is the Bala Peros, is Nisiyash from ever collecting because he thinks his whole field just got ruined and he's never going to have trumas and maestros from this field that are going to equal the value of what he's owed. Then the deal is off. He's not able to be mafresh from them because you're unable to be mafresh trumas and maestros from that which you were already miyayish from. Once you were miyayish from it, the whole chov is gone and the matanos now belong to the coin of the lady. So even if somehow the field rebounds and now you do have trumas and maestros to give, but it was off the second you were miyayish from it and therefore you're not able to get paid back. So those are the five halachos. So now we're going to go through them one by one. So Amar Ma'ar, posting Imam Kishar Azul, that you could establish the Kishar Azul, that if they go down in price, that I'm going to get paid back by the new lower price. So Peshitta, isn't that obvious that you're allowed to do that? That's any Mekach, you're allowed to do that. That's not a ribbis issue, it's reverse, right? It's the opposite. So Akam Ashmalan, Afal Pishalo, Pasuk Kamisha, Pasuk Dami. Now the Chiddush is, even though I didn't spell that out, we assume that. We assume that I'm going to get paid back based on the value of the payros at the Shas HaFrasha, not the value of the payros at the time of the loan. Second din was, Ein Bo Mishum Ribis. Well, my time, why isn't it a ribis problem? I mean, if it goes up in value and now I'm taking based on the value of the time of the loan and not based on the value of what it is now, isn't that ribis? So, Kibin Dechilase, since if the Malva didn't have payros to be mafra Shumas HaMaisos and collect his chov with them, if his field would be ruined, Lo Yoavle, the Kohen of the Levi of the Ani, would not have to pay back the chov because that was the deal. So, Ki Isle Nami Ein Bo Mishum Ribis. So, if he has what to collect from, it's also not going to be a ribis problem because they made a deal that they're not going to have to pay unless he has the payroll. So it's considered as if he sold his chelek to the they sold their chelek to the malva, and therefore it's not going to be considered ribis. The ancient mishamatito, the third din. Shemitah doesn't cancel this loan. Why? De lo karina be lo yigos. The Torah says that lo yigos esrei. You're not allowed to pressure the guy to pay you back. But and that's what Shemitah's mishamit. But over here, there was no pressure to pay back. The guy was never going to be approached at all. He, it was a chiddush that he's alive, right? He's not involved at all anymore. And the fourth din, v'im balachzer einu chozer, amar papa lo shonu ela balabayis. This din that you can't be chozer is the malva is not allowed to be chozer, bekohen. The malva will be chozer on the kohen, and the reason is because he gave the kohen the money already, and the peros that are by the malva are supposed to go to the malva. He doesn't have to receive them. them from the Kohen, that but Aval Kohen, Balabayas, in Balach Sarchozer. But if the Kohen wants to back out from the Balabayas, that he shouldn't, the Malva should not use those payrolls as the Gvias Chov, then the Kohen can back out to Tanan, because the Mishnah says in Mesechta Bava Metzia, Nos Lomos, Lomash Chemenu Peros, Yachal Lachzerbo. That if the Kohen has given to the Mocher Ma'os for Peros, but he has not yet received the Peros, so Yachal Lachzerbo, you could always back out on it. And then the fifth, the Nisyash or Bailam, in Mafshalem, Fishem Refishna Lavin, that if the Bailam has given up on this field ever producing the necessary Chumas and Maestros, and therefore he thinks he's never getting paid back, then even if it does ultimately produce it, he's not going to be paid back. So Pshita, isn't that obvious that once he lent him with the deal that he's only going to get paid back from this field, and the field was destroyed, so he lost all of his money? So Latricha de Akun. Now the case is that the grain dried up after it already grew, and normally after it already grows, it doesn't dry up completely. So Madatei Makanta Milsi here. I might think that even though it dried up a little bit, it's only the kach that it might still be worth something, and therefore he wasn't really miyayish. So Kamash Milan, that's what the Bais is telling me. No, he was really miyayish. If he was miyayish, he was miyayish. Tanya, Blazman Yaakov Varma, Mavla Moses, a coin vessel Levi, be Beisdin, umesu. If someone lends money to a coin or a Levi in Beisdin, al Manas, he's going to keep the Trumas and Maisus from himself, and then the coin of the Levi died, Mavshalayim Becheska Sosva Shevet. It's okay, you could still keep the money for yourself, the Trumas and Maisus for yourself, on behalf of the Shevet, because Beisdin moves the Chov from that particular coin of Levi to the entire Shevet Kuhuna, Ulevia. Esha Ani be Beisdin umes, and same with an Ani, if the guy dies, Mavshalav Yisrael. So the Beis Din can transfer the chov from that ani to all aniyei Yisrael. Rabbi Achai Amar b'cheskas aniyei olam, not aniyei Yisrael, but aniyei olam, all the aniyim in the city, even non-aniyei Yisrael. My benai, what's the difference between the two lashonos, whether it's aniyei Yisrael or it's aniyei olam? So you can benai, meaning goyim don't get my sarani. So what are we talking about over here? So you can benai aniyei kutim. The machlokas is whether aniyei kutim are included. It's machlokas whether kutim are gay. Whether the Kutim are considered like Goyim and therefore they're not entitled to the Maisarani, or they're considered to be Jewish people and that they are entitled to Maisarani. Hashira Ani in Mafreshalav. If the Ani is still alive but he became rich, then you're not allowed to keep that Maisarani as payment that he owes you. Because Zachalav Masha Biyado. So the Ani that became rich is just never going to have to pay back. He's Zachal. The whole deal was he would only have to pay back from the Maisarani that was Magialo, but there's no Maisarani that's Magialo because he's rich now, so therefore he just never has to pay back. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were Masake, and that if the Ani dies, that you mafresh b'cheskas aniyim in general, maishna l'misa dovetakanta, maishna l'ashirus dovetakanta. Why is it that when the guy dies, so then the Beis Din is going to say, oh, all aniyim owe you the money now, so now you can keep the Maisarani. But when the guy becomes rich, we didn't make such a deal that all aniyim owe him this money? So it says more, because misa shchicha, ashirus lo shchicha. It's very common that people die. Everyone dies. But not all aniyim become rich. In fact, most don't. And therefore, it's not shchiach, so they don't make such a takana. Amar Papa, Hainu Damri Inshi. That's what people say. Chavr chamis asher. If someone tells you your friend died, believe him. Is asher lo tasher. If someone tells you your friend just became rich, don't believe him. Because it's a much less common thing that he would all of a sudden come into a lot of money. Meis tzorich litol rishos. We then said in the Mishnah that if there was no Beis Din involved, the Kohen or the Levi that you had loaned the money to just dropped dead, so now you need Rishos from their Yarshim in order to be able to collect the Trumas and Maestros from them. So Tanya, we learned in the Tosefta, you lend money to a Kohen or a Levi or an Ani, and they died, you need Rishos from the Yarshim. Rebbe Yomer, Yarshim she Yarshu. When we say you need Rishos from the Yarshim, it means Yarshim that actually Yarshim. So it says, well, what? What's the other option? Are the Yarshin, is there such a thing as a Yoresh that isn't Yoresh? Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yarshu Karka, Velo Sheyarshu Ksafim. That only if they Yarshin Karka, only then are they obligated to pay back the Chov of their father. But if they only Yarshined money, they're not chayv to pay back their father's Chov, and therefore the Malva lost his money. So he's not going to be able to collect his Chov from the Maestros. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Hiniach Melo Machat. What if the father left karka, but only a melomachat of karka, one needle size of karka. So gova melomachat. So then that's all you're able to collect from the maestros, is a melomachat worth of karka. Melokardum, gova melokardum. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, afilu niach melomachat, if he left any karka, even a shir of melomachat, then gova melokardum. You could collect everything. Just like the story with that came in front of Abaye in Ksubistav Tzadi Alfam Beis, where there was a tiny field that the Lova was Morish and it was worth half of the Chov, so the Malva collected it for his Chov, and then the Yorshim brought it back, and then the Malva went and collected it again to the other half of the Chov, and Abaye says, yeah, that's perfectly fine, it could be Meshubat many times over. So here also the Melo Machat is enough for him to keep all the Maisos from himself and for the entire Chov to still be there. Tan Rabban, Yisrael Shomer Levi, Maiser Yesh Chabiyadi. Yisrael says to Levi, I have Maiser that I was mafresh from my Tavua to give to you. Ain Choshen L'Shumas Maiser Shvo. You don't have to worry that the Levi had made the Maiser that the Yisrael has into Shumas Maiser. Poor Maiser Yesh Chabiyadi, but if he identifies an exact amount of Maiser that he has, then Choshen L'Shumas Maiser Shvo. Then we're Choshesh that maybe the Levi turned it into Shumas Maiser. So Maika Amar, what do we mean by this? What's the Tana telling us? What are we being Choshesh? The Yisrael is not allowed to keep Maiser for himself anyway. He's going to have to give it to the Levi. So Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar. Yisrael Shom Levi Maiser Yesh Chabiyadi Veheilach Damav. And instead of me giving you the Maiser, let me just give you money. Ain Choshen Shem Asad Shumas Maiser Al Makom Achar. You don't have to worry that maybe the Levi made that into Shumas Maiser for other Maiser he has, and therefore would be usher for me to eat. But if I tell him how much, and then I pay him, that Meiser is still going to be usher to me, because maybe the Levi made it into Shumas Meiser al-Makom Acher. Says Mar, Atu Bereshi Askinon, Deshakli Dam, Mashli Shumas Meiser, what kind of awful Levi would that be? That he's going to take money for his Meiser Rishon, and that knowing that you're keeping it, and then he's going to make that Shumas Meiser that you're never allowed to eat? That can't be what it's talking about. So the Gemara is going to have different suggestions, but Hashem will begin with tomorrow about what exactly this Braisa is trying to teach us. Okay, have a good day. You too.